Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football program enters the 2023 season having posted two consecutive seasons reaching the Unidome. The team for this season finds themselves playing in a new district that features Algona, Charles City, Clear Lake, Hampton Dumont Cal, and Webster City. I sat down with head coach Derek Elman to discuss the upcoming season for the program. Last season was remarkable. You had a second consecutive appearance at the Unidome. How special was that group back in 2022 for your program?
You know, I think the biggest thing with that group of kids was that not a lot of people saw it coming. So it was great to see them, you know, go out and achieve the way that they did, have success that they had. It was a great group of kids who had just bought into hard work. You know, I think that's the biggest thing with success is you need to work hard, put a lot of time and effort into your preparation, whether that's in season or out of season, or, you know, anything from weights to speed sessions to film, just any of that. And that was one of those groups. They had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they rolled into the season as prepared as anybody I've ever coached, and obviously had the success that they had. So it was great to see. Great to see kids that put forth that kind of an effort and go out and earn something like a second consecutive trip to the Dome.
Coming out of back-to-back seasons going to the Dome, what has the message now been to this year's team as you reload for the 2023 season?
I think just that process works. You know, the biggest thing we constantly tell the kids is go out, work hard, compete. You know, that's that aspect that also is really, really important to us is that, you know, we have a ton of kids that play multiple sports, and you just look down our roster and you're probably looking at somewhere around 85 to 90% play at least three sports. And you love to see kids that are just constantly competing, constantly working to get better. Also, every season, every sports team lifts in season, you know, so the kids that are playing multiple seasons are constantly working out, constantly working to get better. And so the growth they've made, obviously, in the weight room is going to give some of these young kids that first opportunity to play, which is exciting to see because, you know, in this first couple, you know, week and a half of practice and camp, you know, you see kids that step up every year and look for their opportunity to leave their mark on the program, which makes it a lot of fun for us as coaches.
You got the challenge of going into the year with the expectations after that success. You're in a new district this year. There's tough competition within this district. Just talk a little bit about those challenges this year.
Well, I think that brings out, you know, opportunity for everybody to just go out and have that same conversation with their kids, like, hey, guys, it's a new district, new chances, new opportunities. So if you look from top to bottom, the five North Central Conference teams that are in there are all teams that want to compete at a high level, all teams that were in the playoffs or close to the playoffs last year, you know, a team that we haven't seen in a long time here at Humboldt and Charles City. So somebody new that the kids haven't played, you know, I think getting the opportunity to play Clear Lake always makes it fun because these kids have been playing Clear Lake since they were in, you know, elementary school playing youth football or playing middle school basketball, travel basketball, baseball, any of that. And then Hampton Dumont being a team that we've seen in the playoffs the last 2 years, first round. Webster City, Algona, obviously those are two teams that we can compete with year in and year out. So I think it's just, you know, it's a wide open race because you don't know a lot about each other or not a lot about everybody in the district. So it's exciting to have that opportunity here in Iowa to play a new district schedule every 2 years.
With this season, you've also got the new additions to the coaching staff, the impacts that these new additions are going to have here for this upcoming season.
Our defensive side of the ball stays the same. Same coaches are over there in Cole Goodnow at defensive line. Derek Clark working with linebackers along with Tyler Nielsen, who helps with outside linebackers. Corey Matson being our defensive backs coach and D coordinator. On the offensive side, obviously we have the retirement of Greg Wickett from high school football. He's a longtime assistant. It's sad to see him go, but it's also exciting because he's taken on a new role in the junior high as a seventh grade football coach. So seeing him build on what we've done here offensively makes me real excited, knowing that our middle school kids are going to get a really, really good taste of what the high school does in having Greg there. And then obviously also Spencer Ross stepping over to cross country, losing him in those two guys' places. We gained Dallas Clark as a volunteer assistant He's working with the wide receivers. And then Montana Marchant has taken over the running back position. He'll be the freshman offensive coordinator. Montana, the guy that I've known since he was a little kid, graduated from Iowa Falls in one of my last seasons over there. Went through and played some college football at Ellsworth, that transferred to Upper Iowa. So he's been in that. He's a young guy. He's excited to be here, just like me, you know, knew what Humboldt did, success they had, and what it was built around with hard work and blue-collar mentality. So it's great to have a guy like him around. And then Jake Short moves over from wide receivers to quarterbacks. He's had some experience coaching there in the past, so it was an easy transition for him to flip to that. So it's just exciting. He'll be our JV offensive coordinator. So it's exciting to see, you know, new guys coming in and being a part of the staff, and the excitement that they bring along is also pretty awesome.
Now, with the guys on the field this year, you had 20 seniors graduate from a season ago with that 2022 group. Now, as you try to fill the gaps from last year's team, who are some of those key returners we're going to see back out on the field, and some of the newcomers who are going to be coming into the fold as well?
You know, obviously returning a guy like Lance Kuhn, huge for us. All-state guy, you know, had right over 1,500 yards rushing last year. So having his experience back in the backfield is huge. Two more returners in Corey Detman and Mason Van Pelt that were also starters all season through last year, had a ton of yards as well. Corey playing slot receiver and Mason playing our H-back position, which is like a wing, moves around in the offense a little bit as well. And then Cale Newell gained some experience in the end of the season there when we had a couple guys out with injuries. So gaining experience is obviously really, really important. He moves into that spot now as a full-time starter. I'm in the leadership role as a senior. So we have those guys on offense, and then returning on defensive side of the ball. Corey again playing in that defensive backfield. Gage Allen, another guy who did a great job last year as a junior. We're excited about the growth he's made. Mason Mantell did play some defense as well. So having guys that have some experience, you know, and then coming in to this year, we have a whole bunch of seniors that obviously are looking for their opportunity, leaders on the football team. Carson Arndt is playing some center. Mason Brown looking to play some tight end and then also play some defensive back. Ethan Kunert's another lineman who's looking to play some on either side of the ball. Carson Slater is another senior who's done a great job in the secondary all summer long when we go to 7-on-7 in Fort Dodge, and then also just his camp and practice has been really, really good. We also gained a senior in Nolan Gustafson, who's a move-in from Emmitsburg. That name probably sounds familiar to anybody who follows Wildcat soccer, as he's been playing on the soccer team since he's a freshman, and he's looking to kick for the first time. They play a little defense too. It's been great having him around. Definitely could be a weapon in the kicking game. Does a really, really good job of kicking the ball off in practice so far. Looks like we could have a weapon and a guy who can put it in the end zone pretty consistently there, which has been awesome. You know, as far as some other guys stepping up, juniors like Parker Slater, Peyton Peterson, Tyler Brown, Cohen Mattson has taken the reins at quarterback, having a lefty sling. It looks a little bit different than what we've done, but he's matured a ton over the course of the last year and had a great JV season to prepare for this opportunity as our quarterback. And then Jackson Dodd, Trey Alameen, and Kyler Sturks are also some juniors that are looking to play this year and looking for their opportunity. And then you got, you know, a collection of sophomores who are also looking to play both starting roles on offense and defense, but more importantly, guys that are willing to fly down the field on kickoff or punt team, help in the return game, things like that.
Coach, you got the big game coming up here on August 25th against Spencer, the home opener for this team here in 2023. The anticipation with this group as you guys get out onto the field there on the 25th?
You know, I think it's like anything. The guys practice a lot. You have that anticipation. You have guys that are excited, nervous. I mean, obviously those nerves are starting to accelerate a little bit, you know, and all that comes to fruition on August 25th at 7 o'clock on Mason Mock. And, you know, I think that that's what makes this game so special is, you know, I think I probably say it every year in every radio interview, but, you know, the kids have 9 opportunities. The seniors are only guaranteed 9 more chances to play high school football. And once football's done, for most kids, it's done. You know, you can't go play pickup tackle football very often. These guys want to go out and leave their mark as well. So I think that, you know, you can anticipate seeing a team that's going to work extremely hard, that's going to be excited for each other, a team that's going to play with a ton of energy. And that's what, you know, our goal is as we continue practice and we continue to fine-tune these guys and prepare them for that. That's what we want to see.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on 97.7 The Bolt, and I want to wish you best of luck here as a week away, the first football game of the season here in 2023.
Thanks, Matt. Can't wait.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. The football team for Humboldt opens their season on August 25th against non-district foe, the Spencer Tigers, from Mason Mock Field at 7 o'clock. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.